DW.
It's been almost 2 years since China quit accepting certain types of plastic and paper recycling. For many Western countries, this meant a scramble to find other nations that would accept their recycling waste. In some cases, it's meant a buildup of trash that likely won't be recycled due to a lack of infrastructure to deal with it. To unpack how this global recycling trade has unfolded in the past couple years, I recently spoke with DW's environment reporter Ajit Naranjan, who's covered the topic. I started by asking him to bring us up to speed on the state of the global recycling business.
Yeah, so after China introduced an import ban in 2018, the world's recycling system basically went into shock. So China stopped taking in the plastic waste that it had been buying from richer countries to recycle, mainly out of environmental concerns. And that led to this shockwave where lots of Southeast Asian countries tried to pick up the extra demand and started buying rubbish in turn, but they didn't have the facilities to actually really deal with this. And now, increasingly, over the last just few months, we've seen a few countries actually ship waste back, mainly because it was contaminated. So what had been given to them, what they'd bought as sort of recyclable plastic waste, also contained other horrible things like diapers and household waste like newspapers and electronics and stuff like that. So a few countries are sending waste back. A few countries have introduced bans. A couple of others, I think Malaysia's been revoking permits for imports of plastic waste for several factories because a lot of illegal factories had sprung up and they were burning waste openly, which is quite toxic, and also just disposing of it in insecure landfills. So we're seeing a backlash from the governments of these Southeast Asian countries against essentially what companies had been doing, which is buying Western waste and recycling it in a good way or a bad way.
So is this sort of a problem of the West putting their problems off on other countries?
To some degree, yeah. You can definitely say that people in Europe and North America are putting things in the recycling box and they don't actually know for sure that it's going to get recycled. And some of that is going to Southeast Asian countries where the facilities aren't there to recycle it. And we know that some of that is ending up in the ocean. But how big a problem that actually is on a global level is really unclear. So, I mean, between, I think, 2010 and 2016, when China was sort of seen as the world's dumping ground for waste, it only imported about 10%, 11% of its plastic waste.
And why is it that European and North American countries don't have the recycling infrastructure to deal with all of their own recycling?
I think partly it's a lack of investment. We spoke to the Bureau of International Recycling, which is a Brussels-based organization for recyclers, and they told us that these countries hadn't really prioritized it very much. And that made it all the more shocking when China decided to actually put these bans in place, because then that kind of left other countries who had the same economic circumstances perhaps to deal with it, but hadn't invested enough in the infrastructure. And now, given that also these countries are starting to ban it, there's kind of two, the experts that we spoke to gave us kind of two possible alternatives. One is that, okay, these Western nations would start investing in their own infrastructure domestically. The other option, which is kind of maybe a bit more cynical, is that countries with a lot of waste will just find different poorer countries to sell it onto, regardless of whether or not they've actually got the infrastructure in place to properly deal with it.
Just to give us a little perspective, how much plastic actually gets recycled?
One study that tried to estimate the fate of all plastic ever produced in the world found that just 9% had ever been recycled. And I think something like maybe another quarter or so had been burnt, and the rest ended up in landfills. Now, that's an astonishing figure. I think so plastic production has dramatically increased. It doesn't really show any signs of slowing down. And currently, we just aren't recycling enough of it. We're producing too much, and we're not recycling enough. That's kind of the feeling I've got from the scientists we spoke to.
So are there any connections between these problems and our own recycling habits? Are there things that consumers can do differently to try and change this issue?
Part of the problem with the waste sent over from richer countries to Southeast Asian countries for recycling is that often it was contaminated. So bags of, say, plastic waste also contain lots of other stuff too that couldn't be recycled. And the actual act of sorting waste is really difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. Either you do it with a machine or you do it manually. And if you do it manually, then you're relying on people in these recycling centres picking up individual bits of waste and kind of throwing them out or not based on whether they can be recycled. Now, if you have countries where people don't need to sort their recycling out before putting it in the bin, then it makes it much harder to sort because you've got a range of different sorts of rubbish within one stream. And that makes it difficult for recyclers. But if you ask people to actually sort their rubbish out before putting it in the bin, scientists have suggested that it's then harder to actually get people to recycle. It puts people off if they have to put more effort in to recycle. One expert phrased it as optimistically recycling, kind of throwing things in that they think, oh, that might be recyclable, without really knowing. And that suddenly makes it much more difficult for the people actually on the sorting end to recycle.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't be aspirationally recycling. We should check our local rules about what we can and can't recycle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really have a good understanding, and I'd include myself in this. I know some things are obviously recyclable or not recyclable and in which bins they belong. But there's certainly a huge number of, I don't know, regular bits of waste that I get every day, like, I don't know, the plastic covering on a box of mushrooms, which really doesn't seem necessary. Some days I put it in one bin, some days the other. So there's lots of things where we could definitely just educate ourselves on, and that would presumably help this entire situation and lead to less plastic in the oceans and less plastic getting into the bellies of whales and dolphins and things like that. DW.